is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. I think all of us have heard of the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. While in school, some of us even had to memorize the poem that described it. But how many of us are familiar with another midnight ride that had eternal impact? Of his servant, God wrote in Nehemiah chapter 2, beginning in verse 11, "So I, Nehemiah, came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. Then after prayer, I arose in the night with a few men with me. And I went out, I rode out by night and closely inspected the walls of God's city of Jerusalem, which were broken down. And I inspected its gates, which were burned by fire. And then I turned back, and so I did return. Broken walls and ruined lives." Just as Nehemiah's heart was stirred because of the broken walls of Jerusalem, when was the last time our hearts were stirred over people broken by sin? When was the last time we lost sleep over the tragic condition of our dying world and our God-neglecting society? Like Nehemiah, when were we so burdened with those things that burdened the heart of God that we cried with a heart of compassion, "Oh God, what can I do?" In inspecting our own broken walls and our own ruined lives, with the goal of rebuilding and restoring our testimony for Christ, what must we do? We must own the project. And with Nehemiah in chapter 2, verses 18 and 19, we must say, "Let us arise and build." And so they set their hands to that good work. And by Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 2, 52 days later, brokenness was repaired. The rubble of spiritual neglect was removed. And that wall was rebuilt. Once there were four neighbors who lived side by side. Their names were Fred Somebody, Thomas Everybody, Emma Anybody, and Joe Nobody. They were very odd people, and it was difficult to understand them or the things that they did. The way they lived was a shame, and everyone knew it. For example, Somebody talked about his neighbor, and Everybody was afraid to say anything because Somebody might find out. But Everybody knew that Anybody talked about Somebody too, so he was getting what he deserved. It wasn't a very pleasant neighborhood. There was a time Anybody's house caught on fire. Everybody thought Somebody called the fire department. Somebody thought Everybody had done it. So it turned out Nobody called the fire department, and Anybody suffered a terrible loss. All four belonged to the church. Everybody went fishing on Sunday. Anybody wanted to worship but was not very friendly and was sure that Somebody would not speak to him, so Nobody was the only one who went. Nobody was the only decent one of the four. Nobody was very faithful. Nobody placed an offering in the collection plate. Nobody sang out loud. No matter what was to be done, Nobody did it. When they needed a Sunday school teacher, Everybody thought that Anybody would teach, but he wouldn't. Neither would Somebody. So guess who finally did it? That's right, Nobody. Even though Jesus said in John 9 and verse 4, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day," the night is coming when no man can work, nobody seems to apply obedience to their lives. As believers, somebody must do the work that nobody else will do. Anybody could do it, but everybody should get involved in rebuilding broken walls and restoring ruined lives.